This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White News.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Asian White News 24/7.
It's going really fast. It's giving me anxiety.
It's just because you zoomed in. Didn't you do a production course?
Gotta go fast.
Didn't you do a production course for 5 years? Aren't you a sound engineer by trade?
I'm not putting this here.
The audio's going fast.
You zoomed in.
What's
hi, Jeanette.
300,000 something something per something.
Look, who knows? How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah,
you good? How are you?
Gather our thoughts.
You know
I'm
what?
All right, yeah.
Harvest Snaps should really sponsor us.
I will have a snack.
I absolutely love it.
Give me one of those
can
snaps.
Can we start the show by talking about Harvest
Give
Snaps?
Give me one of those snaps. While you tell me some cool facts.
Harvest hey guys, snaps are amazing. I have a question.
I don't have
though.
Long arms.
I have a question. They are in the shape of beans, like a full bean pod, right?
Quite
fun. Pea pod, whatever you want to call it. Are they actually full or are they just shaped to look like?
Let's do a cross-section examination. Oh, look at that.
I think we've done this segment before.
No, we've never just eat into the microphone.
Yeah,
it's just something
we usually
do.
Get...
Asian Pop Radio, eating into the microphone is what we do.
Technically, it's not really a pea. It looks like it's just foam.
The thing I like about it is it's under 100 calories.
Now, let me try the crunch test.
If Mr. Harvest Crunch is listening right now, Harvest Snaps, send us some free stuff.
It's literally a sign that says don't have food all
anyway. I would like to talk about Asian Pop Radio for a moment, if we can.
Yeah, go for it.
Today's show, we'll be speaking to Luke, our gaming segment. Boy, do we love Luke. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That was Z Rebel with Bing Tang. Isn't it good that we've got Z?
Oh, I love
two
that
days
beer,
back
right?
Back.
Bing Tang is a beer.
Z for me. Bing Tang, yeah.
Bing Tang.
Someone that is also for us, and is on the line now, it's Luke.
Oh, he's
We're
definitely
talking gaming.
For me.
Hi, Luke.
I'm all for you. I'm all for
Stop
you guys.
It.
You know that.
Thanks, Lukey.
So nice to hear the wonderful Jeanette again. I haven't spoken with Jeanette for ages. My gaming buddy, so fantastic.
Stop. I'm going to cry. It's finally nice to know someone who loves me.
I'll always love you, babe.
Yeah.
Juby and I are just looking at each other. We've got nothing. We don't
I thought
know what
to say. Rob would be giving death stares,
yeah.
But
I'm
no.
I'm going to eat a muesli bar.
Yeah, please do that.
I'm sorry, our love makes you uncomfortable. But what won't make you uncomfortable is that this weekend kicks off probably the biggest weekend in video games. E3 starts on Sunday.
Shit.
Now, E3 is basically like...
Sorry.
What did I say?
No, she just said under her breath, shit.
E3, it's the biggest video game conference in the world. It's every year, basically sets up the next 12 to 18 months worth of video games, consoles. It's pretty much a video game as Christmas, so it's really exciting.
It's basically shit's going to go down. Bleep that out all you
it
want,
is.
But that's how it is. E3, shit's going to go down for the next 2 years.
Shit's going to get real is what's going to happen.
I tell you what, it would be a hot ticket, wouldn't it? And if you don't get to go to E3, you'd really have to console people.
Disgusting.
Oh, no.
Disgusting.
Oh, no.
You know what? Just going to turn off your microphone.
All right, go over here now, Sinbin.
So it happens every year. It's always in LA. It's a massive event, and literally all the big guns, so like Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft, they all get together over these 3 days, and they have these massive conferences where they reveal all the biggest video games that are coming out. If you're a gamer, you know what E3 is.
What are you looking forward to?
Get in the mic, man.
What are you looking forward to at E3?
What are you looking backwards to?
There's so much. There's so much to look forward to. The thing is, it's always about what you don't know. There's lots of rumors circulating about games that may or may not be there and things that we expect companies to announce. But for me, E3 is always where you get surprises. There's game franchises that might not have been touched for 5 to 10 years, and they'll reveal a new game from that franchise. Like last year, when Sony revealed the new God of War they're working on, for example. So things like that get you excited that you don't expect, that's what I want from E3. I want surprises, I want excitement, I want hype.
I want to cry.
Yeah. That's not what they're going for.
You know what I mean? Like they come out with like a new Last of Us game and it's like, when did this happen?
Half-Life
there was no rumors.
3 confirmed.
Get in the mic, Jimmy. All right, cool. Carry on.
But yeah, I mean, there's just so much possibility, which is I think why it's so exciting. I think the E3, it's always fun to watch the conferences. You can watch them live online. online so you can stream them, so you can be part of the fun. And essentially, we all want to see what's happening next. And one of the big ones is that Microsoft have a new console they're launching later this year, which is currently called Project Scorpio. And that's going to be the next generation for the Xbox, basically, in terms of higher quality, better graphics, better functionality, all that sort of stuff. So everyone's curious to see how that's going to go.
I bet the reveal would just be like, oh, we're going to change the Xbox to Xbox 2.
It's sort of like what they're doing like with televisions now, where they just do like a little upgrade. It's not like a proper next generation. Yep. It's more like, oh, you can have 4K now, which I don't even know if people even use 4K yet properly.
I don't think
yet,
because like not that many TVs that people have can reach 4K. We're still like stuck in like 1080p or some shit like that.
Yeah, how many bits is that, Luke? How many bits?
8 bits.
You just love your bits, don't you?
Hey!
You can't get out of the bits, you've got to love your own bits.
So, I mean, lots of cool stuff. I mean, Nintendo, of course, they launched the Switch about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, so they're going to have some cool announcements and hopefully some footage of Mario Odyssey, which is the new Mario game coming out later this year, where Mario is in the real world. So he's like in a city like...
LA,
I remember that episode of The Simpsons.
Mario and GTA.
It looks exactly like that episode of The Simpsons. It's pretty much, Mario GTA. He's like bouncing off buildings and like coming out of actual pipes in the street, like sewers.
Disgusting.
So. Oh, that is so damn cool.
Is there like, are you able to go to your home and have a shower? Because jumping through the pipes of America, I don't think it's very hygienic at all.
I don't know if Mario in the shower is very like on brand for Nintendo. I don't know. I mean, I would like that.
I don't know. He's like a very husky male in his overalls.
I hope there's a level where Mario just needs to go get a dollar coffee from 7-Eleven.
No, he's like a little Italian plumber. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I don't think the majority of people would want to see that. So either way, Nintendo are going to have some cool stuff to show. It's just exciting.
Good times.
Wow. Mario is going to be in the real world.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting. E3 is super exciting. It kicks off Sunday with EA. There's going to be, Ubisoft have some big announcements. They've already announced Far Cry 5.
Yeah!
They're going to be showing other stuff like that, which is very exciting. And of course, like I said, Sony always puts on a great show at E3. And we do expect to learn more about Last of Us 2, Janet. So, I mean, it could happen.
It's hard for Ubisoft when you hear news like that.
Yes. Did you hear that giggle? Because it was really uncomfortable. Did you hear?
Yeah, I was like, just
polite. Yikes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Luke, just wrap it up now?
Luke, a little birdie tells me, Luke, that Checkpoint is the fourth biggest listened to podcast on Joy 94.9 at the moment.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
Moving up two positions with a total download figure of 1,903 downloads for May 2017.
Damn, are you reading this somewhere?
Yeah, I wrote that before I put it on the window.
Where
Jono's all about it.
Yeah, good times. Congratulations, Luke. How do people find out about Checkpoint? Where can they hear your golden stuff?
That's all right. So joy.org.au/checkpoint. All the podcasts are on there. You can also catch us live 3 p.m. every Saturday, live from Melbourne. And also head to checkpointgaming.net. That's where you want to find all the latest news, including all the updates from E3 as they happen over this week. So make sure you're on there getting all the info.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Speak to you next week.
Bye.
Here's some SOS from Indonesia with Cherry Love, Asian Pop Radio. Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. And do remember, you can download our app free via the App Store and subscribe to us on podcast via iTunes.